Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I want to share with you some very strange comments from Elon Musk and from the Dilbert cartoon creator Scott Adams. These are comments that showed up on Twitter and they struck me as very strange, and I want to see if you share my view. Before I bring that to you, let me bring you a word from the sponsor of this broadcast. We are going to hop right on over to ketowithpeggy.com, and a recent survey reveals that if your New Year's resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways that I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolutions is with this amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis without the need for the extreme carb restriction or having to go through the keto side effects. I'm impressed because in just a week of taking this, when I first started taking it, I notice a significant difference in appetite and cravings. So I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects that it has had on me. You can get your order today for up to 51% off, and you will also receive several free bonuses. So I want you to get that before their New Year sale ends, and you can go to ketowithpeggy.com. Again, that's www.ketowithpeggy.com. I will have a link for you in the description box below. If you are on your phone, just click that little button that says more. It will expand the description box, and then you can get ready to look your best this new year. Friends, let's talk about these very strange comments. There's a lot of strange comments that come from Elon Musk and that come from Twitter. I've done videos in the past about Elon Musk asking if he is your hero or if he is a zero. And I would love to read your comments regarding whether you think that he really is leading the way forward, or if you think that he has been placed there like other puppets have on the major world stage. So I would love to hear what you think. But let's take a look at his comments and also the comments from the Dilbert cartoon creator, Scott Adams. I never really watched or read, I don't watch TV and I don't read the newspaper. So I'm somewhat familiar with Dilbert, and I suppose there were some funny things, but Scott Adams has said some things that I found to be very strange. So let's do this. Let's hop right on over to Twitter and let me cue this up for you. A lot of interesting things going on over there on Twitter. Let me know if you're on Twitter. I am really not there very frequently other than when I see these interesting little news blurbs. So here we go. This is a picture of Scott Adams. I will leave a link for you so that you can actually listen to what he says. And I don't want to be given a strike here on YouTube, so I'm not going to play this, which might be a copyright infringement. But what I am going to do is to read a transcript of Scott Adams' comments. And this just came out, let's see, this is January 22nd. I'm filming today, January 23rd. So I'm going to read you the transcript, and I'm going to use a couple of code words so that I also don't get dinged here on YouTube. And then what's interesting about this Twitter feed from Scott Adams is that then Elon Musk commented, and it was interesting that there seemed to be a whole avalanche of high-profile people that came out and said that, yes, indeed, they had become a human pincushion, and now they regret it. Now, that to me raises my eyebrows. I'm skeptical as to why suddenly there is a flood of high-profile people saying that they regret becoming a human pincushion. Now, it's probably true. I bet that they do regret it. I'm not saying that that's not true. But what's interesting to me is that the mainstream media is letting this information go forward. So that makes me kind of go, huh, I wonder why they're letting that story go forward in order to maybe discredit the jab. And then down the line, they can say, guess what? We have an antidote for the jab. Guess what? It's another jab, or two, or three, or 10, or 20. Or you can just take this pill, or you can come get a treatment. So I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see that down the road. But I digress. So let me go right to the comments from this cartoon creator, Scott Adams. And I will leave a link for you so you can watch that and see all of his mannerisms and his vocal inflections and all of that. So he said, first of all, he calls purebloods, the anti-V people. I take that as a little bit of an insult because I am pro-freedom, all right? And that is a little bit like a slur. Of course, I really don't care what other people think, but the fact that he chose that word. But he said the anti-V people appear to be right. Anybody who, and again, I'm changing the words and using the words pure blood and pincushion and everything else is exactly what he says. Anybody who did not become a human pincushion, or maybe they got a little, one of the variants, maybe even a worse one, but recovered, well, now you've got natural immunity and you have no cocktail in you. Can we all agree that was the winning path? Okay, listen to these words and see if you can identify what is rubbing me the wrong way. He says the smartest, happiest people are the people who didn't get the cocktail and they are still alive. I want to make sure that I'm not leaving any wiggle room for myself. Have I? Have I said as clearly as possible they're the happy ones right now? And they have a reason to be completely. Again, this is Scott Adams speaking. Having said as clearly as possible that the anti-V people seem to be the winners, I want you to hear that clearly. The anti-V people seem to be the winners at this point. And I think it'll probably stay that way. I don't want to put any shade on that whatsoever. They came out the best. They have the winning position. All right, I will go on, but I have to stop myself. This is not a competition. Nobody was out to win or lose anything. I wholeheartedly reject the entire perspective and proposition that he's putting forth, that this was some kind of competition and that you were betting on the right way to go. That, in my view, minimizes and, dare I say, demeans those of us that stood up for our rights, that pushed back at great peril in many cases. People lost their jobs. People lost their homes. People lost their loved ones. They had divorces. They moved. They went through a great deal of sacrifice to stand up for their rights. And I feel that this diatribe from Scott Adams, and I don't know him personally, but because he's a public figure and this was a public pronouncement, I feel that I have the right to speak on it and to give my opinion on his opinion. I find that it's quite demeaning to those of us that did our research, that stood strong, that knew that no government had any authority to tell us what to do with our body. And to say that this was like a competition rubs me the wrong way. He goes on to say, the purebloods have a current advantage because they feel better. The thing they're not worrying about is what I have to worry about, Scott Adams says, which is, I wonder if that cocktail 5 years from now, he interrupts himself and he says, because really the purebloods, I think, were really just distrustful of big companies and big government. No, that's not why I remained pure. It has nothing to do with my distrust of big companies and big government. He is putting forth the proposition that I didn't go along with what the evildoers said because I didn't trust them. No, I didn't go along with what they said because there's no requirement for me to do so. I have my own ability to make these choices. I don't care if they have a cocktail that contains Hershey's chocolate syrup that allows you to stay alive until you're 120. I'm never going to take it because it's my body. Scott Adams, you have missed the point completely. He said it's never wrong to distrust big companies. All right, this is where I'm like, I don't think that Scott Adams is, I don't even like to use the words. I think he is sincere. All right. I don't think that he is a wolf in sheep's clothing. However, it's very strange that he is putting forth the idea of his approval that it's okay to distrust big companies. But if they have enough data and they have enough science and they have enough information, well, then maybe we should trust them. He didn't say that, but that's what I'm doing, reading between the lines. Maybe I'm off base. So then he says, so if you just take the position, let's just distrust everything the government did, well, you won, he says. You won completely. I did not end up in the right place. Agree? You would all agree with that, right? I did not end up in the right place. And I don't know why he's so repetitive. The right place would be natural immunity, he says. No pincushion. You should take the victory and I should take the defeat, he says. We can agree on that, right? I don't like that whole method of speaking anyway. It's rather manipulative in my view. That's my position. My position is now the weakest, he says, and your position has just gone from the weakest to the strongest. Excuse me, my position never was the weakest. So no, it didn't go from the weakest to the strongest just because you declared it so. So friends, you can see that I'm a little bit bent out of shape regarding his comments. And what really bends me out of shape is that people are applauding him, saying, awesome, he's coming out. He's saying that he was wrong. Well, there are many ways of saying it. And this was a very strange way of saying it, to position it as a competition that, you know, somehow the purebloods are the winners and the those that took the cocktail are the losers. Anyhow, this set off a Twitter conversation, I guess, with Elon Musk. And this is the other thing that I thought was strange. I'm going to share my screen again, and we are going to go back on over to Twitter here. And I believe I have another. Okay. So Elon Musk talks about his experience getting the jab, and he said that he had to. In fact, I found a longer version of this on another website. But basically he says here, I don't know if I can find this longer one on Twitter, that he had to. You know that rubs me the wrong way as well. No, nobody had to do anything. Let's see. I know I've got this. It was from, it was from republic.com. Musk clarified that he didn't have much say in getting the second cocktail, actually the second booster cocktail. So that means he got one, then he got another, and then he got another, as it was mandatory in order for him to visit a Tesla facility in the German capital of Berlin. And here's what he has in his tweet: was required to visit Tesla Giga Berlin, not my choice. Excuse me. And I love what Dr. Molly said. It's always a choice. You were coerced. Wait a minute. You weren't coerced. You chose to do it. You chose to do that. He also said that he had side effects and so forth. Why is all of this coming out? Why this statement that he didn't have a choice? What do you think about that? That really rubs me the wrong way. You always have a choice. How do I know that? Because I know thousands, hundreds of thousands of healthy Americans that chose to not go along with it. They chose not to travel. They chose not to see their grandkids. They chose not to keep working for tyrants. They chose not to get that medical procedure. They chose to honor God, to keep their soul and their body pure, and to not go along with something that was reprehensible. So I do not buy the adage or the justification of I had to. Now, it's true that you may have felt intimidated. You may have felt flummoxed, flabbergasted. You didn't know how to stand up for yourself. I agree. That's why I have helped thousands, tens of thousands of people keep their jobs without the jab. It can be done. And it may be that you have to leave that job. It may be that you have to forego some of these things that you want to, but at least own your choice. No more of this, I had to. You need to strike that from your conversation regarding anything and everything. So that bothers me that those types of phrases are being bandied about so that more and more people can say, well, I had to. And I believe that that sets the path going forward for people to say, well, I had to get another one. I had to get tested. There are companies that are still requiring the nasal assault. I have a remedy for that for you as well. I've got so many videos, free videos here for you on this channel that I've made over the last 3 years. So please take advantage of all of those. Now, let me finish off with one more strange Twitter conversation. I sort of went into the Twittersphere today, and this was also very interesting to me. And this came from, I'm just going to share my screen one more time. And I do not know this fellow. I have nothing against this fellow whatsoever. What I'm going to focus on is his words. And I want you to see if you can read between the lines and see what bothered me. And I want to see if it bothers you as well. There are a couple things that don't add up for me here. Let me know if you just have that BS meter that goes off, especially when I see people kind of come out of nowhere and then they are launched onto the public stage and suddenly I don't know, the way that they describe themselves or their background, it just seems like it was scripted in a way. So I want you to see what I'm going to show you. And then I'd like to know if you drew the same conclusion that I did. All right, here we go. This is a fellow, Ryan Cunningham, on Twitter. Again, I don't know him. Let me see if I can get his data here. Okay, so he's got, 58,000 followers. That's a ton. And he joined in 2012. All right, I have no idea what he was doing in 2012 in terms of Twitter or anything. He says, corporate America turned political influencer. Okay, that to me right there, I'm not sure what that means. Corporate America turned political influencer. So he is corporate America. He was corporate America. It just, the grammar doesn't sound right to me there. Anyway, that's not the point. What I want to show you is this. There is an attorney in Florida called Jeff Childers. Maybe some of you have followed his work. He also has a Substack, and people send me Substacks and things all the time. So I came across this article, and in the Substack, Jeff Childers thought that Ryan Cunningham was somebody that was a disinfo agent that wasn't authentic, that came out of the blue, that seemed really suspect. And on the following day, he said, oh, I learned a little bit more about Ryan Cunningham, and I believe that he's not a suspect after all. So that's just setting the stage. But here's what are the strange comments. That's the thread of today's video, is all of these strange comments that are just strange, and why are they now, and why are they coming out of the blue? So this is Jeff Childers' Substack, and he wanted to give a correction about this fellow who Jeff Childers was skeptical about. And then he said, you know, why did you become a pincushion? I'll go first. I was an insider in the pandemic response. Trump was in office and I trusted him. All right. That right there, before we go any further, what do you think about that? Does that statement right there sound authentic? Does it sound genuine? Do you know other people that believe that or did that? Do you think there's this whole, have you noticed this wave of people coming out and sort of blaming Trump? Now, you know, I don't get political on this channel at all, so I'm not going down the path of Trump. I'm just stating my observations that I've seen more and more of these statements coming out saying, I had to do it, I believed in Trump, and so I did it. Now, and other people got the jab that I thought it was surprising to me, like Ben Shapiro and I think Steve Kirsch. If you don't know who they are, it doesn't matter, other than they're, you know, prominent people that are now coming out saying, oh, I wish I hadn't done it. Well, why did you do it? I can't understand why people don't take responsibility for themselves. So Jeff Childers now is apologizing to Ryan, saying, well, I think he's actually legitimate. And by the way, here are more of Ryan's tweets. Now, this is what, here we go. I want you to see what I saw, and if you see it. Okay, so here he goes. He says, I got the cocktail before most as a healthcare provider and emergency manager implementing many of the policies of the cooties. Days after, I was transported to the hospital with a cardiac issue. Today, I'm in heart failure, he says. I went from working out twice a day and lean to my heart jumping up to 160 BPM sitting still. My endocrine system is now gone and my weight gain is 70 pounds. All right, here we go. I have a master's degree in emergency services management. All right, I would like to know where he got that and when. I'd like to know the school. I'd like to know the year. And I'd like, and then he says, I specifically studied pandemics and when the government could violate civil liberties in the name of safety. And then he says, in corporate America, I worked as an emergency services manager for a fully integrated steel plant. Okay, I would like to know where that is. And I went on, and maybe he just wants to be a little bit anonymous, but I went on his own website and I never saw anything about his credentials whatsoever. All right, what jumped off this page for you. What statement did I make that jumped off the page? What's that? Civil liberties? Bingo, you're absolutely right. Now, I don't know Jeff Childers. I'm sure he's an upstanding young, I don't know his age. He's an upstanding American fighting for freedom. I don't know Ryan Cunningham. My prayers are with him that he is going to recover his health. So I don't have any beef with either of these people, but I do have a beef with the statement. And I also have a beef with the fact that Jeff Childers didn't see this. He's an attorney. I would think that he would be reading between the lines. And I actually emailed him to let him know what I saw and wondering why he didn't catch it. Here we go. I'm going to repeat that. This fellow on Twitter says, I have a master's degree in emergency service management. I specifically studied pandemics and when the government could violate civil liberties in the name of safety. So that was just snuck in for everybody to read it, receive it, accept it. And then in the back of their mind going, oh yeah, I guess the government can violate my rights in the name of safety. Because yeah, I think I know that from somewhere, or everybody knows that. You see the problem? So that right there makes me skeptical of the whole Ryan Cunningham saga. All right. Why did he put that statement in there? How about an example? How about an example of when it can't happen? How about the Constitution? How about the fact that no, there is no legal authority for the government to take away your rights in the name of safety or in any other name, unless you have given up your rights by violating the rights of someone else, for example, killing them or robbing or whatever. But aside from that, no, your rights cannot be taken from you and they cannot be given away. So that wraps up the very strange comments on Twitter from Elon Musk and Scott Adams and this other fellow, Ryan Cunningham, and sort of by default, Jeff Childers. Now, it may be that he didn't see it, but I thought that his first reading of the fellow was probably a little more accurate, that he was a little skeptical. Friends, I think it's important to be skeptical, to dig deeper. And yes, you shouldn't even take what I say at face value. I want you to do your research. My goal here for you is to expose evil, to help you develop your critical thinking skills so that you can read between the lines. I'm sure that there are things that I have said or done that maybe I wish I had done it differently or said it differently. So I'm not faulting anyone for what they've said. We are all human. But I do think that it's important when something is getting a lot of media attention that we dig deeper and find out what the message is that just perhaps, and I think in these cases, the media does want us to hear. The media wants us to think that you had to do it, you might have to do it again, and that the government has the right to take away your civil liberties in the name of safety. And just as we close out, three little words, no, they don't. All right, friends, see you soon in another broadcast, always over at peggyhall.tv. And you can sign up for my free Substack as well. Expand the description box and all of the important links are for you below.